Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. On Broadway.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with the Acid Drifters, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman, columnist for Yahoo Finance. That's finance.yahoo.com. That's where you can find him online. You can see his handsome face in the videos and read his wisdom right there, and right underneath all of his columns. He's the author of a couple of outstanding books, Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success, and his manifesto for reclaiming financial and political freedom called Liberty for All. Rick Newman, welcome back. We got this election thing going on, right? And this campaign, this presidential campaign for the two parties, and the candidates are taking swipes at each other, internally, externally, cross parties. They don't know whether to swing at Hillary. Doesn't know whether to swing at Trump, and Trump doesn't know whether to swing at Bernie or Carly. And so we got a lot of stuff going on right now. Is it too busy for the average person? Is the average person starting to pay attention a little bit, you think?
I doubt it. I think for now, I think this is mostly entertainment value.
16 Republicans.
For anybody who is paying attention. Huh?
16 Republicans.
Yeah, and we just lost one, Rick Perry. And we're going to lose more of these candidates before long.
This week,
what happens is they just run out of money, and they go to donors and say, you know, can you keep me going? And the donors look around, and like, why are you, you know, your odds are kind of like zero. Why am I going to give you money? So we're going to see more of that. So I mean, this is all obviously very important for the candidates and the parties, because you really do have to have momentum this early. Let's remember that, you know, the election's not this November, it's
right.
Next November.
That's
still,
right.
What, 14 months
That's
away?
Right.
It's unbelievable. But this all matters internally. I just think most people are just kind of enjoying the spectacle to the extent they're paying attention. They haven't really probably thought very hard about whose policies they support.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame them.
Yeah, well, exactly. And if you think about it, I mean, I think, interestingly, I think the average Republican could probably name probably three out of four of the Republican candidates of the 16, but I think the average Democrat voter probably could not name more than two of the Democrat candidates. What do you think?
Well, so here's a good parlor game. Next time you're at a dinner party, say, I'll give $100 to whoever can name all the Republican candidates. I mean, nobody will be able to do it.
Well,
I tried this, and people were like,
I could, and you could, but here's a harder one. Name all the Democrat candidates.
Yeah, there are far fewer, but...
There are fewer, but who are they?
Nobody knows that James Webb is
running
for president.
Right.
He's gotten almost no visibility.
Former senator of Virginia. I mean, he's. I mean, it's like
Jim Gilmore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's a Republican. He's a Republican, but
right.
No, we still have.
No. Webb is former senator of Virginia.
Senator, yeah.
Right. Gilmore is former governor of Virginia.
Right.
But and then you got what's the other guy's name? Former mayor. I mean, former governor of Maryland.
That's Martin O'Malley.
O'Malley. Yeah. See, I'm missing.
And you know, these candidates just do not have a way of generating media attention, especially given what's going on with Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. I mean, who are
right.
Both of those guys. My view on both of those guys is that they are. This is not some anomaly. These guys are not. These are not joke candidates.
No,
these
I agree.
These guys are not flashes in the pan. They are. Whether they've done so deliberately or not, conscientiously or not, I don't know, but they have tapped into a real disgust with the political
class.
Process and the establishment
and
all
class.
The institutions, and that's why their candidacies are important.
One thing that the Tea Party did to the Republican Party is it exposed the GOP elites. You got elite thinkers, you got elitists in the GOP Party. That the Tea Party exposed in a way that I didn't even realize were there. And,
well, they
I think what you just said is happening largely because more and more people woke up to the fact that the political class truly is both parties.
Oh, totally. And I mean, that's known as establishmentarianism.
Yeah.
You know, if the political process were working, if it seemed to be working, if we were addressing serious problems and it felt like the country was getting things done, I don't think people would care as much that elite establishment politicians of both parties are sort of on the take.
Right.
You know, this sort of crony capitalism that honestly afflicts both parties pretty much equally. But mm-hmm. given that that's going on and the political process seems broken, we can't fund the government. You know, the government keeps shutting down. The economy's not where it needs to be. People are looking around and saying, well, we can't do it. We can't get anything done anymore. And whose fault is it? Well, it's the fault of these guys who are sitting in right. Washington. And that right. is that's the disenchantment we're hearing really loudly.
Here's a quick question for you. Let's say that the out of Washington folks, Carly, Carson, Fiorina, Carson, Trump, and Sanders. Let's say those guys really gain traction and really get to the to the head of the class, so to speak. Are they going to have coattails? Are they likely to have down ticket coattails?
Well, here's
wouldn't they need that? They would need that if they were going to govern.
Well, here's how you would tell. I mean, this is not the first time by a long shot that an ethos of throw the bums out has resonated
right.
throughout the political system. So the way you would tell is, first of all, does some sort of outsider have a reasonable shot at the presidency, but also do we throw out the incumbents in Congress?
And That's exactly right.
That usually does not happen.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back with Rick Newman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.